Good afternoon. It's 49 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A deer hunter is dead in Fond du Lac County in what may be the deer season's first fatality. Deputies report a hunter was found dead near a tree stand Saturday night in the town of Oakfield. Initial reports say the 24-year-old from Lamira died of an accidental gunshot. The victim has not been identified, pending notification of family. DNR wardens remind hunters to be careful getting in and out of their tree stands and to lower and raise their rifles using a sling rather than attempting to carry them into the stand themselves. A hunter was struck by a stray bullet Saturday afternoon around 2:45. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call from Mount Ridge Road in North Lancaster Township regarding a 57-year-old male who had been shot. Deputies, along with Fenimore EMS, were dispatched to the scene. While deputies were responding to the scene, information was received that the subject was at that address preparing to go hunting with his adult daughter when the incident occurred. The caller believed the gunshot came from somewhere across the road from them. When deputies arrived on scene, they assisted the family, who was providing first aid. The 57-year-old victim was transported by Fenimore EMS to Grant Regional Health Center with what appeared to be a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. The victim was then transferred by medical helicopter to another medical facility for treatment. Wardens from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources were notified and responded to the scene. Since this incident appeared to be hunting-related, it was turned over to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for additional investigation. Wisconsin's Department of Health Services is rebutting debunked claims linking childhood vaccines with autism. The website of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says a link between vaccines and autism cannot be ruled out, a reversal from the CDC's longstanding stance that there is no link, even though a connection between vaccines and autism has long been debunked by research. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has long promoted the discredited claim. In a statement, Wisconsin DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson calls the CDC claims a fundamental distortion of science and the truth. The United States Geological Survey Office in La Crosse is closing. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that according to U.S. Department of the Interior budget documents, the primary area of research conducted in La Crosse will end, justifying closing the facility. The La Crosse facility focuses on ecosystems research. According to the Upper Midwest Environmental Sciences Center website, the La Crosse facility employs 86 biologists, geographers, and other scientists or specialists. It's unclear if employees at the facility will have the chance to relocate or continue their research. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.73 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 9.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 12 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.39 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.29 a gallon, a difference of 90 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline is unchanged in the last week, averaging $3.03 a gallon. The national average is down 2 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 2.5 cents per gallon higher than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 0.8 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.78 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said ahead of the peak of Thanksgiving travel, the national average has remained relatively steady, holding close to where it's been for the last few weeks. He added, with refinery maintenance wrapping up, we're likely to see more relief soon, particularly in the Great Lakes and West Coast regions, while Washington and Oregon may still see issues related to the Olympic pipeline shutdown. The broader outlook is promising, especially with oil prices dipping below $60 per barrel. Many states could begin to see further declines in the weeks ahead, just in time for the holidays. Supply chain problems, shipping delays, and inflation can make it even tougher to create and stick to a budget during the holidays. Learn how to create a holiday budget that covers gifts, travel, and parties without going into debt. Planning ahead and knowing your spending limits are more important than ever. BBB shares step-by-step tips to plan spending, track expenses, and save money. Start by reviewing your income, subtracting essential monthly expenses like rent, utilities, groceries, and debt payments. Decide how much you can realistically spend on gifts, travel, parties, and other holiday costs, and set a clear spending limit. Review any outstanding debts, especially high interest debt. If you can't pay it off before the holidays, reduce spending and focus on low-cost or free ways to celebrate. Prioritizing debt repayment first helps you avoid adding financial stress. Inflation can increase the cost of gifts, groceries, gas, and other holiday essentials. Compare prices before buying, adjust your budget where necessary, and consider scaling back gift giving to stay on track. Create a detailed gift list with every recipient, set a price range for each, and brainstorm ideas in advance. This helps prevent impulse purchases and ensures you stay within your overall budget. Use a budgeting app, spreadsheet, or notebook to monitor purchases. Knowing exactly how much you've spent keeps you accountable and helps prevent overspending. Take advantage of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday deals, plus loyalty points or cashback programs. Compare prices, look for free shipping, and bundle purchases where possible. Start saving early to reduce financial strain. Set aside funds for unexpected expenses or last-minute gifts. Avoid panic buying. Shortages don't justify overspending. Consider alternative gifts like handmade items, acts of service, or family gift exchange. A woman was shot by another woman in Cuba City over the weekend. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call early Saturday morning around 4:55 from a residence on Clinton Street in the city of Cuba City regarding a shooting incident. The caller reported his girlfriend had been shot in the knee by another woman at the residence. Deputies and investigators from the Grant County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to the scene. When law enforcement arrived and determined it was safe for EMS to respond to the scene, Southwest Health EMS treated and transported a 23-year-old female to Southwest Health Center in Platteville. The victim was then transferred by medical helicopter to another medical facility for further care. Based on the investigation by the Grant County Sheriff's Office, Alexis Allen, 25, of Cuba City, was taken into custody and booked for endangering safety by use of a dangerous weapon. Additional charges may be requested after additional follow-up investigation is completed. Authorities say a Wisconsin woman who admitted to nearly stabbing a classmate to death in 2014 to please the horror character Slender Man has been found in Illinois after she cut off an electronic monitoring device and left a group home. Madison police issued an alert Sunday for Morgan Geyser, saying she was last seen around 8 the night before with an adult acquaintance. Police in Poison, Illinois, south of Chicago, confirmed that the 23-year-old woman was found at a truck stop and taken into custody Sunday night. Geyser was placed in a group home after being granted conditional release from psychiatric hospital. She was sent there in 2018 after pleading guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide. AAA projects that 1.65 million Wisconsinites will travel at least 50 miles from home during the Thanksgiving holiday period, which runs from Tuesday to Monday, December 1st. This marks a 2% increase over last year and sets a new record for Thanksgiving travel in the Badger State. Nationwide, AAA expects 81.8 million Americans to travel for Thanksgiving. That's an increase of 1.6 million travelers compared to 2024. AAA projects that nearly 73 million Americans will travel by car this Thanksgiving, representing almost 90% of all holiday travelers. In Wisconsin, more than 1.45 million residents will drive to their destinations. That number could rise if travelers opt to avoid potential flight disruptions. AAA expects 6 million Americans to fly domestically this Thanksgiving, a 2% increase from 2024. In Wisconsin, over 140,000 residents will take to the skies. Given recent flight reductions, that number could end up being lower as flights get canceled or travelers make other plans. Domestic airfares are similar to last year, averaging $700 for a round trip. Flying on Thanksgiving Day can offer savings, but return flights on Sunday and Monday tend to be the most expensive. Some travelers are adjusting their schedules to avoid peak travel days. Travel by bus, train, and cruise is expected to rise 8.5% nationally, reaching nearly 2.5 million travelers. In Wisconsin, more than 50,000 residents will travel by these modes. Cruise travel continues to surge, with AAA projecting 20.7 million U.S. cruise passengers in 2025 and 21.7 million in 2026. Thanksgiving cruises to the Caribbean are especially popular for their warm weather and all-inclusive appeal. Thanksgiving remains the busiest travel holiday of the year, surpassing both Memorial Day and Independence Day. November is National Diabetes Month, a time when communities across the country seek to bring attention to the disease. Grace Denman is one of two, soon to be three, certified diabetes care and education specialists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
So when I see my patients and we talk about more some holiday planning, I think it's important because there's many people who are at risk of developing diabetes. If it's been in your family, if you've had other factors such as having had gestational diabetes in your past, then you can have an increased risk of developing it. It's just a month to kind of bring awareness that this is an important thing that we want to manage. Diabetes that's left unmanaged can lead to many other health complications, kidney disease, eye disease, foot amputations if we're not watching our feet. And so bringing awareness, knowing your risk factors, and then making sure that you go to your primary care provider regularly to get screened for diabetes.
With so many factors affecting it, managing diabetes this time of year can be difficult. The Richland Hospital and Clinic's diabetes education coaches offer advice on how to navigate these seasonal challenges this holiday season.
So when I see my patients and we talk about more some holiday planning, because a lot of them then tell me that they start to get anxious around this time because their sugars are looking good and now they're heading into that holiday season. We talk about still choosing the vegetable options that are offered at the celebration that you're at. You don't have to overfill your plate. You can always go back for seconds, so don't feel like you need super large portions on your plate. Stop when you're full. We don't need to eat way past that, where then now we feel like we have to unbutton our pants and sit around. The other big one that we talk about is the importance of movement after our meal. So instead of settling in and watching football, it is better for our blood sugars and just our bodies in general to move around. So maybe you say, hey, who wants to walk the block with me? Or maybe you offer to help clean up so that you are continuing to move around instead of settling into the couch with the other people who are. That way we can use up some of that sugar. We can use our muscles that use sugar when they're moving and kind of clear some of that out.
Ty Mulholland, a diabetes education specialist with Richland Hospital and Clinics, has an additional recommendation for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday.
People that eat fast, and Americans are known for doing that. We're always in a hurry. We were trained from that at a school age. You only had so many minutes to eat your lunch or you're going to miss recess. So let's see how quickly we can gobble that food down. And we form that habit. But it can take up to 20 minutes before your stomach says, oh, brain, you really should stop eating now. So eat slower. You know, that's a technique that we teach. Savor your food. Don't gobble. Don't be the turkey on Thanksgiving, you know, just be cautious of your intake and keep that in mind. Enjoy the social aspect, chat with those around you, you know, take in the whole picture.
Diabetes care is also more than managing what you eat.
We spend a lot of time like this time of year talking about vaccines. It's not too late to get your flu and COVID vaccines. We really encourage everybody to get it, but especially people with diabetes because they can get sicker quicker. You're more likely to end up in the hospital if you have a chronic illness and get the flu or you get COVID. You may still get it if you have the vaccine, but it's not going to be as severe and you might not have to end up in the hospital.
The Richland Hospital and Clinic Certified Diabetes Care and Education Specialist are available by appointment to provide diabetes support for patients learning how to manage their health. Appointments can be made by calling 608-647-6321. In the wake of the devastating impact of Hurricane Melissa, the Jamaican Mission Program in Richland Center is collecting relief supplies for Jamaica through December 3rd. The Jamaican Mission Program is a local nonprofit that has supported Jamaican communities since 2008. Their work includes medical missions, support for children's homes, and construction projects with Mustard Seed Communities, an organization caring for hundreds of children and adults with disabilities across the island. Hurricane Melissa, the strongest storm ever to hit Jamaica, caused catastrophic damage, including at Blessed Assurance Home near Montego Bay, where all 33 residents survived by evacuating to higher ground. The home lost most of its supplies and remains without power. High priority items include personal care products, clothing for ages 3 through adult, and construction fasteners like nails and roofing screws, a few large items like a pressure washer, chainsaw, and push lawnmower are also needed. A 20-foot shipping container is located at the Phoenix Center. Donations can be dropped off Tuesday from 4 to 6, Friday from 10 to noon, and Saturday from 10 to noon. You can also donate online or purchase items from their Amazon list. Visit JamaicanMissionProgram.com for links and details. For questions or to offer additional help, contact Brian Myers at 608-604-5395. Consider helping a local humane society this holiday season. If you're looking for a way to give back, Marathon County Humane Society Executive Director Lisa Litterman says donations are a great way to help. Those can either be monetary or items that your local shelter might need. Litterman says after that, another way to help is by donating an animal if your situation allows for it. Contact your local shelter for more info on how you can help. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College students brought in their first harvest this fall from the college's new 80-acre agricultural demonstration lab. This marks a major milestone for Southwest Tech's agriculture programs and its hands-on learning model. The college purchased the land in June 2024 and partnered with Premier Co-op to manage the crop ground. This fall, students harvested corn and soybeans planted during the spring semester, many of them experiencing full-scale field operations for the first time. The acreage includes 40 acres of corn planted in three varieties and 35 acres of soybeans planted with two varieties. Students spent the fall monitoring stand counts, evaluating stalk quality, and conducting yield estimates. Weather delays stretched soybean harvest over several weeks, but agriculture instructor Andrew Del Santo said the experience mirrored real-world conditions. For the first time, every agriculture program, precision agronomy, animal science, ag power, and ag business has been able to use the same land base. Ag power students handled combine setup and maintenance. Precision agronomy students collected crop data and managed field decisions. Animal science students learned crop production fundamentals that tied directly back to their on-farm roles. Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed the month of November as National Scholarship Month in Wisconsin. The proclamation is part of a nationwide effort to raise awareness about the vital role that scholarships play in reducing student loan debt and expanding access to higher education. Students and families should follow these tips to secure scholarships for higher education. Start with completing the free application for federal student aid. To qualify for federal student financial aid, including many scholarships, students and families must complete the FAFSA as soon as possible each year. Every dollar counts. Most scholarships will not provide a full ride to pay for school, but every dollar helps and no scholarship is too small. Search for scholarships on the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions Grants and Scholarships webpage and the Wisconsin Higher Educational Aids Board website. Avoid scams. Legitimate scholarships don't charge fees, they never guarantee money to applicants, and they don't create a sense of urgency to apply beyond meeting the required deadline. For additional information on finding and applying for scholarships, college affordability, and the Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program, visit DFI's College and Career Readiness webpage. For information on Wisconsin's financial aid, including scholarship, grant, and loan programs, tuition, reciprocity agreements, and tuition capitation contracts, visit HEAB's website. The latest winners in the Ithaca Football Calendar Raffle are Saturday, Chevelle Mulliken, Sunday's winner was Margaret Steele, and today's winner is John Cosgrove.